What's up, fellow gamers? Welcome back to the NSFW Gamer Podcast. I'm Corey, your solo host for the night. If you guys have been listening to the podcast before, you'll know that my friend and co-host Jeff moved to Hawaii about 2 weeks ago. This is why there's been a bit of a lull in, you know, our podcasts, and we haven't had a chance to figure out how to record Skype calls yet. If you've ever moved to a different state, you know how long it takes to kind of get settled in, let alone moving to a whole nother, you know, island. So, you know, Jeff's trying to get settled in and everything, and we're going to try and R&D that maybe this week, hopefully. So we'll try to record an actual proper podcast soon, hopefully within like a week and a half. That's what we're going to shoot for, you know, barring any sort of unforeseeable things. So I figured it would be nice to have something in the interim. And I don't have anyone else to sort of do the podcast with. So I figured I would do like a little solo one. And the only thing I could really come up with is to do like a Q&A. So I asked you guys on Facebook to ask me questions, and you did. You left some comments and whatnot, so I'm basically just going to read them and give you my answers. So I hope it's at least slightly entertaining, maybe, you know, give you some insight into NSFW Gamer and me. I have no idea, so we'll see how this goes. But to start things off, as per usual, what have I been playing? Right now, I am currently playing Okami. My PlayStation 3, and I have one of the old, you know, bricks, like the old big guys, like the first gens. It's just now starting to die on me. So my disk drive is pretty much crapping out. So I can't play actual physical games anymore, and I'm afraid to put in like a movie or a game because I'm afraid it's just going to get stuck in there, so I'm just not even going to bother. So I've been kind of going through my backlog of digital stuff, and I always wanted to play Okami. I played it on the PS2. I got, like, I'd say, like, 75% of the way through, and then life happened, and I could just never finish it. So I'm doing the HD version now, and I'm at about the 30-hour mark, and Jeff beat it, so he said I'm probably about, like, maybe a few hours away from actually beating it. And I gotta say, if you guys haven't played Okami, it's amazing. It's a beautiful game. It's like Zelda, but you're a dog. If you know the game, you'll know what I mean. But it's gorgeous, and anyone who gets a chance to play it, you should. It's really awesome. So that's what I'm currently playing, and I think once I beat that, I think I'm going to either burn through Wolf Among Us or do Dead Space 3. I played Dead Space 1 and 2, and Dead Space 3 is on PlayStation Plus for free now. So, you know, I figured, well, that's perfect timing, so I might as well give it a shot. So I'll pick up one of those. But right now, whew, Okami. Whew, man, that game is great. So, okay. On to the questions. We will start off with, I'm just going to basically just go through them, read them, and then give you my answer. first question was, how did you come up with the site name, NSFW Gamer? Obviously, you guys all know NSFW means not safe for work. I got my start doing online stuff, doing adult websites, so I kind of married what I learned, how to get traffic and how to market an adult site, but I married it with a sort of a mainstream site for video games, which I always wanted to do a video game site so I can go to E3. Like, that's like the main reason I wanted to do a video game site. So I figured, hey, I'll just marry what I know, which is like hentai and whatnot and porn, with mainstream media. Obviously, I can't even remember what was happening. I think I was outside back when I smoked cigarettes. I was outside smoking a cigarette, and it just hit me. It literally just hit me. I don't even think I finished my cigarette. I just went inside, went right on GoDaddy, and was like, I looked up nsfwgamer.com, and it was available. I was like, boom. I just, right when it hit me, I was like, holy shit, this is perfect. so that's, you know, kind of the story behind that. The next question is, what's the story behind the Geist moniker? So on my websites, I either go by my name, Corey Stevenson, or Geist One. Geist is German for ghost. It's just a word I always thought was cool. Once I realized it was German for ghost, I started noticing it, like poltergeist, alpengeist, stuff like that. You're like, oh, cool, I see it there, you know? Doing the whole one thing, I was actually growing up, I was a big White Zombie fan, and for just a split second, I liked Power Man 5000, which is the lead singer for Power Man 5000 is Rob Zombie's brother, and his name is Spider One, and I thought, like, it was cool that he had, like, a number in his name, so I kind of, like, ripped it off of that, but that's the story of why I go by Geist One online. That's pretty much it. okay, so the next one is, what was the first game you ever played? What was it like for you? I don't remember the, like, first game I ever played, but I will say this. The next question is, what was your first gaming system? So I'll tie them together. My first gaming system was an Atari, but I was Atari 2600, and I played, yeah, I loved Missile Command, and I loved River Raid and all that kind of stuff. I think maybe River Raid might have been one of my first favorite games. But the Nintendo, the NES, was, I'd say, like, that's my first gaming system because it was what I wanted. Like, I was old enough to realize, like, hey, this is what I want. This is the... I also was old enough to realize that, like, you know, it was better than the Atari and everything. And it was also the first system that was actually mine. And I remember asking my dad for it just for the sole reason that I wanted Spy Hunter. And I loved Spy Hunter in the arcade. And it was, you know, blew my mind as a kid that you could play something that looked relatively similar. And back then, in 8-bit graphics and everything, you know, like, it looked amazing. Spy Hunter looked like the arcade if you were, like, 10, you know what I mean? So that, I would say, was my first true gaming system, because the Nintendo. But I did start with the Atari 2600. Games that I liked for the 2600 were... River Raid, Missile Command, Demon Attack, I can't remember. I have no idea. And I do remember playing the infamous E.T. game. But for the NES, my favorite was Spy Hunter. I used to love, I believe, playing Operation Wolf, which was like a first-person-y sort of on-rail shooter back in the day. But Bionic Commando was one of my favorites. Bayou Billy, I loved. The old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game was really hard, but I played the shit out of that. that's a good segue into the next question. What was the hardest game you ever beat that you stood up and shouted and went crazy when you finally finished it? I can tell you that was God of War, the first one, on God mode. That was probably one of the toughest things I've ever done. I don't necessarily play games like Demon Souls and whatnot. I like a challenge, but there's, like, sort of like a balance. For me, video games are just purely for pleasure, and I don't really want to be frustrated too much. But I loved God of War. God of War was just a next level game that I thought was unbelievable, and I just couldn't get enough of it. And I played all the, you know, difficulty progressions, and I was like, fuck it, I want to play it again. And I played it on God mode, and this was, you know, back before trophies and whatnot. And I remember when I beat it, you have, like, you get this, like, phone number to call at the end of it. I don't know if you guys, you know, beat it on God mode, or even if in the HD remakes they even have this anymore, but on the original disc, you know, the original God of War, when you beat it on God mode, you got a phone number to call, and you call it. I called it, and I truly thought it was going to be some kind of, like, Last Starfighter shit. Like, I was like, this is it. I'm going to become the God of War. It's amazing. But, obviously that didn't happen. But it was an amazing experience, and I never want to do it again, but it's one of my proudest achievements in life. Like, like not video games. I'm not talking about like this is my achievement in video. It's one of my proudest achievements in life. Clearly, I don't have kids or anything. So that was probably the toughest thing I've ever done gaming wise. And I'm sure there's a lot other, you know, tough gaming things out there, but I don't know. Like I said, I don't really play them to be frustrated. You know, I know people play, Demon Souls and whatnot, but it doesn't appeal to me. You know, I want to have fun. I don't want to just get angry. You know, being a small business owner is tough enough as it is. I just want to turn my brain off and have a good time. I told you guys you could ask me pretty much anything. I didn't care. More questions, the better. So someone said, what was your high school experience like? Well, I was one of those kids in high school. I had a great experience. I had nothing negative. I had a good core group of friends, but I was one of those people that like was friendly with everyone. Like I never got picked on. I knew I was friends with somebody from every clique. So I was just, you know, I was like kind of like knew everyone. Didn't have any problems. Didn't really beef with anyone or whatever. I liked high school. I had a good time. Let's see, it was my senior, but the funny thing is I actually technically only went to high school for 3.5 years. It's really weird that I say this, but like my senior year of high school, I did all my credits and everything and whatnot. And the first half of the year, I did like this work program thingy where I basically got a job and I went home at like noon and worked at Roy Rogers after that, yeah, like at 4 o'clock or something. So I only had like half a day because all my credits were done. I don't remember all the particulars of how I, you know, set this up. But then the second half of my senior year, I actually did an internship at like a public television because I wanted to do film and everything. And that's why I'm in LA. Of course I'm not doing anything film wise, but you know, that's what I wanted to do. So my second half of my senior year was spent at the public television, station. And that was fun. That was really cool. So yeah, my high school experience was fine. And then, I did a couple years of community college and then went to a 4-year college at, Towson, right outside of Baltimore. And got my degree in film and then moved out to LA and did nothing with it. So that's the gist of that. let's see. Next question. Someone says, how did you and Jeff meet? Jeff and I met through my ex-girlfriend, her friend, Jeff's her boyfriend. So basically, I met Jeff through my ex-girlfriend. And it's actually funny. We met like a year prior at this, I think it was like an outdoor, you know, beer fest type of thing. We met a year prior to when we actually became friends and we had a good time. We liked each other. We're like, oh, we're rad. You know, we exchanged numbers and everything. But, you know, like hindsight 2020, I went through some shit that following year, with work and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, Jeff did too, apparently. And then we met again at like I think the same annual party, and we had the exact same chemistry, kicked it off again. And then when I went to go be like, hey, you know, let me get your number, I had it in my phone already. I was like, I already have your number. And he was like, ah, you know. And then we kind of like, oh yeah, we, you know, and we figured it out. So yeah, so apparently, you know, if it was just destined to, for us to meet. So, cause we didn't remember, we knew that we met each other the year prior, but we didn't really, you know, like remember particulars about it. Cause you know, we're drunk, whatever. So yeah, we actually met twice. It took us twice. let's see. The other question is, do you think you'd stream some gameplay with the fans like GTA 5 or some MMOs? I guess you're talking about like Twitch TV. I would love to. I need to get a PS4 at some point soon, which I'm hoping to do. I'm hoping September, because right now there's not anything I really want to play, so I'm not really anxious to drop the money. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Destiny is bonkers. And I will just do the bundle. I'll get the Destiny bundle and the white, you know, PS4. I don't really care, but that looks cool. I'll take it, whatever. So that's my game plan, is to get the PS4 in September when Destiny comes out. And I want to play that, you know, co-op and whatnot. So I'd like to start doing some Twitch TV stuff at that point. I don't know how to do it now. I don't think you can do it now on the PS3. So I would like to do it. I want to start doing that then. As far as like MMOs go, I don't play them, so I don't know what to tell you. Unless something, you know, catches my eye, sure, you know, maybe I'll try something. GTA 5, I love GTA. Someone else also asked, when am I going to play GTA 5 online? Because I set up the whole NSFW gamer group and everything, you know. I would love to. Online games just kind of aren't my bag. I kind of play when I sort of want to, and I'm not good at like being like, hey, let's all meet up at a certain time and, you know, play it. So again, I would like to play GTA 5 at some point with everyone. I just can't make that promise. So but yeah, look for Twitch TV stuff. At some point we will have that up and running once I have the you know, the eye. I guess I need the PlayStation 4 eye to go with it. I mean, I guess I don't need it, but, you know, you always want to see me sitting around in my underwear and playing whatever the hell I'm playing. Let's see. So, next one is, someone asked, I don't even get this, Shimapan or Kumapan? That's the question. Shimapan or Kumapan? So I looked up Shimapan online, and I think it's like striped under, like Japanese girl underwear, I guess, unless there's another term for it. Kumapan, I couldn't figure out what the hell that was. So I'm going to just go with Shimapan. There you go. I have no idea. Someone else asked, have you ever had a stalker? I don't think so. I hope not. If I did, I didn't know about it. That's pretty much as far as that goes. And let's see. Oh, and then the last one is, when are you going to play GTA 5 online? Okay. I kind of already answered that. So that was the questions that you guys asked. I hope I answered them to everyone's, you know, I don't even know the word I'm trying to say there. I hope everyone enjoyed my answers, at least. I will say this. It's not easy doing a podcast by yourself and trying to like fill every bit of air, dead air. I listened to How This Get Made with Paul Scheer and Jason Mantzoukas and June Diane Rayfield. It's a great podcast. It's hilarious. And every now and again, Paul Scheer will do a solo cast podcast. He has like 15, 20 minutes, same as this. And, you know, I listen to it, and sometimes it can be a little painful, but I get it now. This ain't easy. But so real quick, let me plug some stuff that, if you get, in case you guys just listened to the podcast, some of the cool shit that we have had on the site since our last podcast, some of the big sort of things that have happened. Anime Expo was in downtown Los Angeles last week, and this was my third year going, I believe, and I gotta say, it was fucking huge. It was packed with people. It was insane. So a lot of great cosplayers, a ton of great cosplayers, absolutely amazing. Just some of these cosplays, I just, you can't even believe. A lot of Kill la Kill stuff there, which is great because that means half naked chicks. But a lot of dudes dress up as Kill la Kill stuff too, so that means half naked dudes. But hey, whatever works for you guys. I posted pictures that I took with my cell phone on the site. I'm still waiting for my buddy Craig. He went all 4 days, so I'm waiting for him to get pictures from him. I know he takes thousands of pictures a day. I will tell you, I have nothing but respect for con photographers, because after the convention, it takes, like, they have to go through so many photos to see what's good. So I'm still waiting for those. Hopefully I will have a mega Anime Expo Cosplay Gallery up for you guys sometime next week. That's my goal. So I'll hit up Craig tomorrow and see where things are at with that. But you can right now check the site, and I did post my iPhone pictures, and there's some good ones in there, some hot ones. So, you know, you can definitely have fun with that. Let's see, we have Evo is going on. It's that that fighting game championship thing that they have in Vegas. So we had a little tie-in today for the girl of the week is Chun-Li. So we have a big mega gallery of Chun-Li hentai on the site, about 50 plus images. So that's a lot of fun, and people seem to really dig it. We also have an awesome picture of Katsurugi from Senran Kagura burst by blood fart, and there's not a lot of hentai out there of this, so it's nice to actually have something. She's actually one of my favorite characters in the game, and of course, you know, blood fart's art is awesome. So check that out. Let's see, we also have a newest NSFW gamer catfight, Wonder Woman versus She-Ra. Remember She-Ra, the old 80s cartoon? I always thought she was hot. So cast your vote for which one's your favorite. Right now, Wonder Woman is in the lead. So hopefully you guys, if you like She-Ra, you gotta, you know, cast your vote. Make your voice heard. I also have a cool... Let's see, it is a... It's kind of funny. It's a Rule 63. It's a female Link from Zelda. It's she's from Cosplay Deviants. Her name is, or what she goes by online, is Lolita Zombie. You might recognize her. I posted her Ghostbuster cosplay pics a while ago. So she did an awesome Link from Zelda. And of course, you know, she dresses up and then dresses out of that. So check those out. Nice little preview gallery. Obviously, click on any of the pictures and it'll take you to Cosplay Deviants, because the full gallery is like triple the size of that. So if you like what you see, check the rest out at Cosplay Deviants. And the last thing is like a little ongoing series that I've been featuring on the site that I really like is a hentai artist by the name of Sweet Slumber. He is doing a Rule 63 Mortal Kombat series. So far he's done... So I hope you guys know Rule 63 means that whatever sex the character is, you do the opposite of that. So if it's a male character, you make a female version of it, and vice versa. So he's taking all the male Mortal Kombat characters and turning them into female. So we have a female Scorpion. So far we've done... he's done a female Jax, which is actually my favorite. He did an amazing job. And then he just did a female Liu Kang. So far there's been three. And as soon as a new one pops up, I will post it on the site. I've had some people actually request for a female Reptile. I think that would work. I think that might be kind of cool. I don't know. Or it could be terrible. Could be hot. Could be not. I don't know. So, yeah, so that's it. That's, I mean, there's still a shit ton of other stuff on the site to check out, so please, you know, check it out when you get a chance. And if you guys like this sort of Q&A podcast thing, I can definitely do it again if you guys want to ask, you know, more questions, different questions. We'll figure something out. But hopefully soon we will have a proper podcast up. I don't know how it'll, you know, it'll be new. We'll have to give it a shot because Jeff will, you know, will be doing it via Skype. And eventually I would like to get a third person in here. I don't know who yet. I have nobody. So like, you know, I don't have anyone in mind. So I'll figure it out, you know, but for the time being, I want to try to R&D how to record Skype calls. And then so Jeff and I can try to get back in the groove of podcasting on a regular basis. So hopefully there won't be as much of a lull, but if there is, I apologize. You guys know why. If a few weeks go by and there's no new podcast, I hope you guys understand. So we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can follow me on Twitter, the NSFW Gamer handle on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook, the NSFW Gamer Facebook fan page. We're also on Google+, Podomatic, Tumblr, Twitter, YouTube. You can find all the links from the front page of NSFWGamer.com. And let's see, you can find me on PSN as Geist1, GEIST01. So I hope you guys have fun. I hope everyone's doing good. And I will catch you on the flip. Ass and titties, and nipple bitches. Ass and titties, ass and titties. Ass and titties, and nipple bitches. Ass and titties, ass and titties.